Well, here we are in Caithness. My name's Jim Galbraith, and I'm with George Blythe. George is my father-in-law, and we've come on a journey. For me, it's not that big a journey. It's back to Caithness, very close to Thurso, where I was born. But George's story goes much, much further back than that. It goes back to the Second World War. George, we're standing here. Well, you tell us where we're standing.
Well, we're standing on the air base at Castletown, where I was stationed during the war. It was my first posting from after my training as a flight mechanic. I was posted first of all the squadron was at Drem, and that just outside Edinburgh. And I said, that's good, I'll be able to get home the weekends, I hope. But when I went down to Drem to what they call book in, I was told that the squadron had moved up to a place called Castletown in Caithness, much to my disappointment. And I was given a railway warrant to immediately join the squadron. So I had a...
Now, what year was that, George?
That was in 1941. I just had finished the training school in the end of August, and I was up here in September. And I was with the squadron until about July 1942, when I had volunteered to go overseas. So anyway, I was up here doing my duties with the squadron as a flight mechanic.
So all this time later, we're standing on the runway, what used to be the runway. It's now a place that used partly for cattle grazing. But looking around, what can we still see? We can still see some ruins of buildings. And in a moment or two, we'll go down and see if we can see maybe the hut area where you were stationed. Uh-huh. But we still can recognise this as a runway. I mean, it's a north-south kind of east-west runway. What's your thoughts coming back here after all this time?
Well, quite honestly, I don't recognise it. I've forgotten actually what it was like and where it actually was situated. Our huts where we used to wait for instructions. They always remember having a good look at the Dunnet Head. It looked very picturesque and very massive, especially when there's a storm on, the waves striking the head of Dunnet Head. It was very picturesque. It's a fine place for a RAF base.
Why was there an RAF base here?
Well, it was to protect Scafa Flow, and certainly there was plenty of activity, what we used to call scrambles. You used to help get the aircraft heated up for the pilots coming and taking off. We used to guide them out the places where they were based, and get them onto the runway, leave them to go down to the runway themselves. We used to make sure that they had plenty of oil and coolant. And these days, the aircraft used to start off with what they call small cartridges, and you had to make sure that the cartridges were always available and were in the aircraft so the pilot could start up the aircraft if necessary, if engine stopped.
This was quite... You were telling me you were looking at it. It doesn't look narrow now, but you were saying it's quite a narrow runway. And sometimes... you've got a nice story about occasionally a plane would go off the side of the runway into the grass.
Into the marshy grass and turn nose down, turn right upside down. Happened once for me, and the pilot was actually was up wet marshy ground. We were frightened the pilot was going to drown in the water that was round about the cockpit. But he got quite We got a lot of help to get the pilot out of the aircraft. We had to put the pilot back onto the back on its tail again. It was a very frightening time for everybody concerned.
I'm sure it must have been. Well, you've had some happy times here. In fact, you wrote a little short story for the Scottish Book Trust.
Don't remember that.
It's called The Prowler, and that can be found if you want to Google George Blyth, The Prowler. Put that on Google and you'll get George's short story. It's a very short story about the time he was in sentry duty here. But we're going off to Orkney now, so we're just going to go and meet somebody from the Heritage Castletown Heritage Society, who's going to tell us a good bit more about the things that happened here, and no doubt George and her will have a good chat about that.
Okay.